This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 29th of September, 2017. Well, we're finished with the third quarter, and I'm going to go over the metals, generally speaking, here to start off this podcast. First of all, let's look at the precious metals. Most people are the most interested in those. So year to date, gold is up about 12%, palladium 35%, platinum only 3%, silver roughly 7%. What's interesting is both the HUI and the XAU are up only about 9% for the year, where again, gold is up 12%. In a normally strong market, you would see the indexes, the gold stocks, basically outperforming the metal, and it would be a ratio of like 2 or 3 times. So in other words, with gold up 12%, you would expect the XAU to be up like 36%. It's not, and that's simply a fact. Going into some of the other metals that we cover, aluminum is up about 25%. Cobalt, no surprise, it's been kind of the darling of the resource sector. We've covered it in our reports. Up 82%. Copper, a little surprising, up 16%, a little surprising to us. We're more favorable to zinc. Lead is up 25%. Moly's up 8.5%. Nickel, about 6%. And zinc, basically our favorite on the base metal side, 21.5%. And the dollar, down about 10% for the year. Crude off about 6% for the year. Natural gas is off almost 20% for the year. And that will give you a wrap up on where we stand year to date on the base metals, some of the energy metals, and the precious metals. And continuing on this theme, if you look at the year-to-date relative performance, what's interesting is that palladium is at the top of the chart with, as I said earlier, up about 37% for the year. You see the Dow up about 13% for the year, the S&P up 12% for the year, and that's against gold roughly at the same amount up for the year. So this is interesting. A lot of people have the idea that the stock market's just outperforming everything, and it's really not. Gold is certainly hanging in there with the main indexes on the overall stock market. And I want to take a moment to talk about bonds. It looks like yields are going higher, which means prices are going lower. And of course, anyone that's listened to me at any time in the past knows that I'm very concerned about the overall debt situation, as all of us in the precious metals camps are, or others like David Stockman et al. So yields are starting to sneak up, and this is a bit of a warning. I don't want to exaggerate it, but it's something to keep your eye on. I'll say it in those terms, and let's move. So the World Economic Forum warns of vast numbers of jobs being disrupted by automation and robots. This is a very interesting headline and accurate. There's been a lot of automation since the Industrial Revolution, and now that we're in this high-tech society, a lot of automobile manufacturing, even kiosks for McDonald's as an example, are using robots. They're using these machines that don't require any healthcare coverage. They don't require any overtime. They don't complain. And this has really displaced a lot of workers. In this article, it states, quote, 10 years from the global financial crisis, the prospects for a sustained economic recovery remain at risk due to widespread failure on the part of leaders and policymakers to put in place reforms necessary to underpin competitiveness and bring about much needed increases in productivity, end quote. I'm not going to comment further other than the times they are changing, and there are lots of things to view from the economic standpoint of what the future holds. Continuing on with what was stated from the World Economic Forum, the Telegraph business section reported this headline: debt boom in India and China threatens new financial crisis, warns World Economic Forum. Again, going back to what I stated about the bond market, this is a hint at this time that with yields going higher, bond prices going lower, that things could be changing, or in fact they are. How much remains to be determined, but it's something to keep your eye on for all of us, because as I've stated in the Silver Manifesto and on many of these podcasts, the debt bomb is the number number one concern. Going a bit deeper in this article, banks across the world are more vulnerable to a crisis now than they were in the buildup to the credit crunch, the WEF has warned. Bad loans in India have more than doubled in the past 2 years, while in China's financial system, business credit is building up similarly to the United States pre-crisis and could be a new source of vulnerability. And moving into the precious metals this week, this comes from Bloomberg, and the title is We're Reaching Peak Gold. Not news to anybody that's followed our work here for some time. The world may have already produced the most gold in a year it ever will, according to the chairman of the World Gold Council. Production is likely to plateau at best before slowly declining as demand rises, especially given political risks and robust purchases by consumers in India and China, Randall Oliphant said in a recent interview. And finally, I'll conclude this week with the fact that the Morgan Report for October will be out this weekend. And we covered 11 companies that are mid-tier to higher producers in the gold sector. We paired them all. And we are going to do something that we haven't tried in the past, which means we'll offer the Morgan Report on a per-month basis. In other words, you can buy one issue, and that will allow you, because we'll do a good description in our mailing. So if you're on our mailing list, either at richardsonresources.com or themorganreport.com, we'll just make you an offer for you to decide, and we'll outline basically what the report entails and charge a fee for that one issue, which will give you like the entire portfolio, top tier, mid tier, and our two speculative categories along with everything that's in that report. This month in October, I did an interview with Franklin Sanders of the Money Changer about a month ago, and it covers my thoughts on the silver market going forward. Pretty in-depth interview, so I went ahead and posted that in this report, along with a lot of detailed work on the mining sector at large, not only gold, but all that we follow. So that's it for this week on the Weekly Perspective. Hopefully you can share these as appropriate, and we'll be back with you next week from New York, and it will be audio only as I will not have my laptop with me. I'll be attending the Mises Institute Forum in New York City, but I will do a podcast.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.